outstanding. Now, Ben, I heard from your dad, but reacquaint me with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a local criminal defense attorney in the area. Grew up in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Played baseball at Old Dominion. Went on to go to law school at the University of Richmond.
What position did you play baseball?
I was a left-handed pitcher.
Oh, wow. Southpaw. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And then after finishing up law school at Richmond, moved back to the area. I've been practicing law since 2002.
All right. Very good. Very good. Now, tell me, what exactly is this, the Peak Race Summer Death Race in June? Tell me about it.
Well, Peak is the company that puts the race on. They have a winter death race, a summer death race, and then a team death race. The one I'm going to be participating in is the summer death race.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people are like, well, what exactly is it? And it's not like a local mud run or a tough mudder. The two founders of the race, Joe DeSena and Andy Weinberg, run Spartan Race. They start out with a basic race called a sprint, which is maybe 3 to 5 miles. They have a super, which is 10 to 12 miles, a beast, which is over half marathon distance, and then the ultra beast, which is a marathon distance.
Wow.
So the next step up is the death race. It could last anywhere from 36 to 72 hours. There's a huge element of the unknown in the race. You don't really know when it's going to start. I mean, they tell you to show up June 27th, and you could be doing manual labor on the farm for a few hours, half a day,
mm-hmm.
and then the race starts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, talking to people who've done this in the past, it's not always a race. It's more of a mental challenge and a physical challenge. They want you to fail. They encourage you to quit. Joe and Andy basically find a weakness and go at it and try to get you to quit. They don't want you to succeed.
Now, how are you preparing? How are you getting ready for this?
Well, the past 2.5 years, I've been doing tough mudder, Spartan races, things of that nature. Last year, I did 10 races. Spartan has a thing called a trifecta. If you complete a sprint, a super, and a beast in 1 year, you get a special medal and recognition. Last year, I completed the double trifecta. So I did numerous sprints, 2 supers, 2 beasts. But each day, train for about 1 hour to 2 hours on the weekends, have longer training sessions. So trying to get ready mentally and physically.
Now, from what I've seen, not too many of the entrants not too many people complete this task, do they?
No, they said 90% of the people that enter usually fail.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. Now, from what I heard from your dad, he also told me a little bit about Ainsley's Angels. What can you tell me about that?
Yes, sir. It's an organization very similar to Team Hoyt, where they try to incorporate individuals with disabilities into endurance events. Their main goal is, one, to get the children involved or the disabled individuals involved in these endurance events.
Mm-hmm.
Their other goal is to build awareness about the special needs community, and they include these children and disabled individuals in all aspects of life, go throughout the community promoting awareness, providing people with education, and again, trying to get people active within their communities.
Mm-hmm.
I first experienced Team Hoyt and Ainsley's Angels last summer when a good friend of mine, Dennis Welch, was completing a 24-hour run
mm-hmm.
To raise awareness for getting these children involved in these endurance events. And it's a pretty amazing experience. I mean, I heard about Team Hoyt, seen pictures, but to see it firsthand, it was really special.
Yeah.
Just the smile on the children's faces when they're being pushed in their chariots, so to speak, with the wind in their face. I mean, just an incredible amount of joy overcomes these children.
Yeah.
And it's not only therapeutic for the children, but the individuals involved pushing them in the race chairs.
Now, you're going to be doing all this in Vermont, huh?
Yes, sir. It's based in Pittsfield, Vermont, and starts, they say, June 27th-ish.
Now, I lived in Vermont for a number of years, and in the summer in Vermont, it can be cold, it can be hot, there can be all kinds of insects. It's a mixed bag. You never know what you're going to get.
Right, that's what they tell us. Speaking with people that have done it in the past, I mean, you got to prepare for every scenario.
Well, I say I'm glad your dad got in touch with me because you are a gutsy young man. The dude is kind of stuff, man. If I ever need a lawyer, I'm going to have to give you a. Well, I know a lot of good lawyers, but you're definitely one of them.
All right, appreciate it.
I bet you are, because I would imagine, does this help you as a lawyer? I mean, to be in such good shape, it gets your mind going. I guess the oxygen has to be going to your brain.
Yeah, I certainly think it helps. I mean, I think in order to be successful in life, you have to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You and just focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cause a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
So this has really created a good avenue for me to release the stress of the everyday life of a lawyer. I mean, get out there and just physically get after it and release everything and just better yourself.
Yeah, because that is, I have some friends who are lawyers, and it is a very pressure-filled existence with a job that never ends, and there's always something to add on. Now, if people wanted to follow your progress or lack thereof, I got to be honest with you, man, how can they do that? You got a website? How can we keep in touch with you, keep watching you? How can they do that?
Well, I know at peak.com, they will have a live feed. Also, I think the Vermont General Store up there, they have a live feed of the race. Now, live not meaning video broadcast or audio, but they have almost like a Twitter feed or a text feed of updating what's going on with the race, how many people are still involved. I'm pretty sure a couple of people in our support crew will be updating via Facebook or the internet. So,
after all this is done, would you get in touch with me, send me an email, or have your dad send me, because I'd love to talk to you after all is said and done and tell me about what you did and how it went.
Yes, sir, definitely. I'll definitely get back in touch with you once I'm back from Vermont.
Well, I like that very much. I want to say hi to your dad, Richard, for getting in touch with me. And, Ben, what a pleasure to meet you, meeting you over the phone. And I wish you success. I hope it turns out good for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Right. AM 790 WNI. Man, what a gutsy guy, huh? I want to see you and Parker doing it. I could actually see that this would be something that might even appeal to Parker. No, I'm serious. He's done some of this kind of stuff. He's not like us. Yes, he's nuts. Parker's crazy. Wow, this guy's got some guts. Hold on to this for the next time we have him on. And we'll keep that folder with all this kind of good stuff. I got some other stuff here. I thought that was pretty interesting. You know, I say if I need a lawyer, but then again, I don't want to insult, you know, all the other law firms that advertise. We know a lot of good lawyers. We know a lot of good lawyers. I'm going to have to keep my nose clean. And my other body parts, too, so I don't need a lawyer. Speaking of which, so, yesterday,